And it just rip a sack of cotton seed meal open and throw it over in there with it. It all come together in the same car. Mm-hmm. And they fed themselves. They go in and eat and got ready. If he got ready to ship them, they're right on the side of the railroad. He got ready to ship them, he'd go down there and pin them all in there and get out what he wanted and drive in the car and ship them to St. Louis. Mm-hmm.
What years were you living in Marion?
23 and 24.
You just moved down there to have a place to work, or what?
The only place I could find I'd get a place to work on hay. Back then, I worked on hay until 19. And
28.
That's the same as sharecropping? That's what sharecropping is. Mm-hmm. Hay.
You say you had hogs, too? Where were they kept?
Patched to the cells. Sometimes we kept them in the pasture with cows.
Uh-huh.
We'd have rail fences. There wasn't a wire at the end of the mountain. Nothing. We'd fence them in the pasture with rails and cows, hogs, and all going in. Geese and everything else.
Nowadays, if you want to fatten a hog, which...
Put them up in a pen.
What kind of pen?
Floored pen, where you couldn't, or a shed in it, where you couldn't get in dirt.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, you'll eat more mud than you will meat. They'll eat that dirt, and you fit to eat. They got a lot of this high protein stuff that they put in the feed now, and the meat ain't good. It ain't like it's fed with corn and stuff like that when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen our smokehouse as big as this room, and I've seen it hanging with meat from one side to the other, 2,000, 3,000 pounds in it one time. Middling the meat in that way, 40, 50 pound piece, that long. Hams weigh 30 and 35 pounds.
Where was the smokehouse?
Oh, away from the house.
I mean, this was y'all's smokehouse?
Yeah. A lot of times we'd run hogs outside too.
Mm-hmm.
And them had wild hogs, we'd call them outside. We'd get them up, put them in a patch, feed them corn 2 or 3 weeks and kill the whole bunch.
You'd feed them nothing but corn?
That's all we had to feed them. You couldn't buy nothing else.
Uh-huh. What would you call a place where they have a lot of milk cows or commercial?
Dairy.
Huh?
Dairy.
Did you ever work with a dairy?
No, and that ain't all. I don't want none of it. No, I don't want no dairy. That's too much work for the money. There had been two men trying to hire me to run that dairy for them. I told them, no, not me. But I didn't want to smell cows that bad.
Where would y'all keep milk and butter back before you had refrigerated?
Keep it in the spring.
How would you do that?
Put a box in the spring where nothing couldn't get in there.
Uh-huh.
And put them containers you could shut up,
mm-hmm.
set in there on that floor in that box, and the water come right up to the tops of them.
Uh-huh.
That's spring water. This spring down yonder, it ain't got the box in it now, it's got tile in it. It had been 1 million gallons of milk went through that spring, I imagine. That cow pen was way down there under that hill
uh-huh.
when my wife, till she got gone, and afterwards, they milked down and carried it by the spring, strained it up, and brought what they wanted to use onto the house that the milk had already had in it.
Mm-hmm.
Butter milk and all, bring it onto the house. And the next day, the next morning, go back and milk again, bring some more if they wanted.
Where would y'all store potatoes and turnips during the winter?
You don't store no turnips. Not nobody I know.
What about potatoes?
We always put them under a shed and cut them up with straw and corn stalks, dirt.
Did you ever hear a name for that?
Tater Hill.
What?
Tater Hill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've had, I never will forget Tater Hills.
You didn't dig anything out, you just laid them there?
Some people did, we did. We just went and hauled some dry sand, put on the ground there.
Mm-hmm.
Put the potatoes on that and cut them up with pine straw and then turned in it. Sometimes they put the corn stalks on the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.